Welcome back to the Word for Life Radio Ministry. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman. During this Mother's Day season, we want to focus our attention on praying biblical virtues for your children. What types of things should we be praying for as mothers? What is it that God wants us to accomplish in our prayer life? Let me give you 30 biblical virtues quickly to pray for your children. And you don't have to try to write these down. In fact, if you'll just write me at Brookside Baptist Church, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005, I'll be glad to send you a copy of this list of biblical virtues to pray for them. First of all, number one, pray for salvation. Now, there are about 30 days in a month. Here are 30 virtues to pray for your kids. Lord, I pray that you'll bring my child to Christ, to obtain salvation, which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Lord, I pray that you would bring them to Christ. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 10. Number 2, growth in grace. I pray that my children may grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18. After they're saved, oh, there's so much more that they need to be developing. And so, moms, you'd be praying that that day they would grow in grace. Thirdly, may my children walk in love. Love. As God also loved us and has given himself for us. Ephesians 5:2. So you're praying for love. Walk in love. And of course, that would affect their relationships with their brothers and sisters, with their friends, with their parents, and everyone around them. May my children walk in love. Number four, purity. Purity. Grant, O God, the grace and strength needed for my child to keep himself pure, 1 Timothy 5:22, and to flee youthful lusts, 2 Timothy 2:22. Purity. What a tremendous prayer request that is for our kids. Number five, praying for parents. You as parents, Lord, help there to be love and harmony in our family. And I pray, Lord, that you would turn our hearts to our children and the hearts of our children to us. That's Malachi 4:6. So pray for yourself as parents. Then number six, praying for respect for authority. Lord, teach my child to obey his parents and the Lord and honor his father and his mother, Ephesians 6, 1 and 2. To honor the king, 1 Peter 2:17, and all the governmental representatives. And, of course, I'm thinking of school authorities as well. Teach him also to esteem his pastor very highly and love for his work's sake. That's 1 Thessalonians 5:13. And to be submissive to all spiritual authorities whom you choose to place over him, knowing that if he doesn't respond well to the authorities who love him, then God will place him under authorities who love him less. Number seven, mercy. Lord, in this hard-hearted and self-centered culture, I pray for my child that he might value the needs of others and the blessings which result from that. You've promised, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy, Matthew 5:7. Lord, I pray that blessing for them, that they will know what it means to have mercy and show mercy. Number eight, love for God's Word. May my child grow in love of God's Word and to find it more desirable than, quote, much fine gold, sweeter also than honey in the honeycomb, Psalm 19 and verse 10. A love for the Word of God. And as they see you have a love for the Word of God, it will be natural for them. Then number nine, a love for God. Lord, would you lead my child deeper and deeper into a loving relationship with you? May he love the Lord with all his heart, all his soul, with all his mind, with all his strength, Mark 12:30. And Lord, instill in my child a soul that follows hard after you, Psalm 63:8, and clings passionately to you, a love for God. What a prayer request. Then number 10, the choice of a life mate. Lord, may you, the God of heaven, send his angel before my child and direct his paths to your choice of a mate so that we too can say, the thing proceedeth from the Lord. The Lord hath spoken, Genesis 24, verses 7 and 50 and 51. The choice for a life mate. Never too early to pray for that. Then number 11, a servant's heart. God, may this mind be in my children, which was also in Christ Jesus, who took on himself the form of a servant, Philippians 2, 5 and 7. Lord, would you develop a servant's heart in the mind of my child? then 12, contentment. Lord, teach my child in whatsoever state they find themselves to be content, Philippians 4:11, to be content. Number 13, resistance to the devil. Lord, would you give them an awareness of Satan's power without undue fear and teach them to resist the devil, James 4:7, with the whole armor of God, Ephesians 6:13. Then, number 14, biblical self-acceptance. God, I ask that you'd lead my children into a deep understanding of who they are in Christ. Help them to see that they are accepted in the Beloved, Ephesians 1:6, and that they are complete in Him, Colossians 2:10, and that their sufficiency is of Christ, 2 Corinthians 3:5. And then number 15, a forgiving spirit. Lord, protect my children from the root of bitterness which troubles many, Hebrews 12:15. And grant them that they might forgive others, even as Christ forgave them, Colossians 3:13. A forgiving spirit, and by the way, they learn it often by seeing it in you. Number 16, a wise choice of companions. Lord, would you lead my child to choose those who walk with the wise, and the wisdom to understand a companion of fools shall be destroyed, Proverbs 13:20. A wise choice of companions. Then number 17, the fear of God. Lord, teach my children that the fear of the Lord is the fountain of life, Proverbs 14:27, and that he may be satisfied, Proverbs 19:23, by drinking of it. Lord, teach him the meaning of this fear and lead him to apply it to his everyday life, fearing God. Then, of course, number 18 is faith. I pray that a seed of faith, even the size of a grain of mustard seed, would find root in my child's heart, Luke 17:5 and 6, and move mountains of difficulty. Help them to have faith in you, God. Number 19, biblical view of God. May my children see thee so high and lifted up, Isaiah 6:1, that all else is going to pale in significance to that vision, God, of who you are. Number 20, holiness. Dear Lord, lead my child's steps, that he may be a partaker of thy holiness, Hebrews 12:10. Holiness. Number 21, a strong worship life. Lord, would you teach my children to balance their service with their worship of thee? Help them to choose that good part which shall not be taken away, Luke 10:42. Important to serve the Lord, also important to worship him. How about wisdom, number 22? Lord, wisdom is a principal thing for my children, so help them to get it. And in all they're getting, get understanding as well, Proverbs 4 and verse 7. And then number 23, a consistent prayer life. Lord, may my children feel such a kinship with you, O Lord, that they may pray without ceasing, 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Praying constantly. How about a good work ethic, number 24? May my children learn that in all labor there's profit, Proverbs 14:23, at an early age, and apply themselves to work heartily as to the Lord, Colossians 3:23. How important that is, a work ethic. How about the choice of a career? Number 25, God, lead the steps of my child to the time and place where it'll be told him of all things which are appointed for him to do, Acts 22:10. What career, Lord, should my children choose? How about gratitude? Number 26, create in my child a heart of gratitude that he might give thanks for all things, Ephesians 5:20, and in everything, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, for this is the will of God for him. Gratitude. Trusting God, number 27, dear God, as the Lord Jesus Christ committed himself to him that judges righteously, 1 Peter 2:23, even in his darkest hour, so let my children learn to trust you even in the midst of suffering, 1 Peter 4:19. How about 28, joy. God, would you guide them to your side, for in your presence is fullness of joy, Psalm 16:11. Protect them from a dutiful service, and may they serve the Lord with gladness. Psalm 100 and verse 2. Number 29, humility. May my child humble himself in the sight of God, that you might lift him up, James 4:10. Humility. And then number 30, self-control. May my children come under the control of the Spirit of God and enjoy the fruit of temperance or self-control. Galatians 5:22 to 23. Now, these are all listed in a book entitled Parents in Crisis by Dr. Jim Benny. These are used by permission. But I trust that as we focus our attention on praying biblical virtues for our children, that each day we will realize I need to be lifting up my children in prayer concerning these specific things. And as I said, if you would like, just write us And I'll be glad to send you a copy of these biblical virtues that you personally can be praying for your children every day for 30 days. You know what? I think it'd be wise for your children to hear you praying these things. For as they hear these prayers being prayed, then you can begin talking about, what does it mean? What does this principle mean? What is it that you're praying for me, Mom? And then it gives you the opportunity to maybe use that as the character trait for the day, or possibly as the virtue that is the focus for the day. And what an awesome opportunity for your kids to go to school or begin their school possibly at home, understanding that we're focusing our attention on this biblical virtue, maybe love for God's word or contentment or gratitude. Yes, your children need to be hearing you praying these things for them and praying these things with them. You know, wouldn't it be neat if they began to pray these things for themselves? If they would just, during the course of the day, begin to say, Lord, I need contentment. I'm really struggling with what's going on, with the condition that I'm going through, with the situations and the circumstances that I'm facing, God. I need contentment. Now, where do they learn these things? They learn these things from godly mothers who are focusing their attention on teaching their children how to pray and teaching their children that they, as mothers, pray for them. I'll never forget a godly mother who would lift me up to the Lord in prayer, even when she knew something was wrong, had no clue the rebellion I was walking in. But yet I knew she was praying for me, and praying so hard that finally when the red flag went up in my heart and conscience, and I had to make a decision, I made the hard decision to walk with God, and I came home, and there were my mom and dad on their knees beside their bed, bedroom door cracked, and I could hear them praying. Yes, praying for me. See, moms, that's what God wants us to be doing. That's the thing that in the years to come, the things that matter most are not going to be all the things that we were able to give our children, but they will be times that we spend with our children and the prayers that we offer for our children, that they will be able to focus their attention on and say, Mom, this is what enabled me to have a heart for God. This is what caused me to focus my attention on the things of God. And by the way, those are the things that matter most. So until the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.